Friday Fun Junior, though, because we had fun audio that took place this week. So Dave won the April Fool's Open on Wednesday. Congrats to Davey.
Thank you.
And maybe one of the reasons that he did win is that he and his caddy decided that walking and drinking Mambo taxis from Mi Casino would maybe calm him down a little bit.
Yeah, I needed to reduce my nerves, lubricate my swing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a skinny Mambos.
Of course.
We had a two Mambo lunch and had two Mambos in the tumbler on the course.
What a machine.
And for those who don't know, the Mambo taxi may be the strongest local drink that we have, right?
Allegedly.
It's got a kick to it. They do. And I want to say, if you have like three at the restaurant, they'll look at you and be like, that's enough. Thank you.
Well, that was the old wives' tale that they had a three drink limit.
Yeah.
But
who goes by that?
Obviously, that is false.
Sure. So Dave ends up winning, but then
obviously
we have a couple of segments to kill after the April Fool's Open. And
you took them off Community Quick Hits as a celebratory thing.
I did.
It turned out to be very much a utility to assist in the situation as well.
Yeah, but
although perhaps in retrospect, it would have been more fun to hear.
It certainly did not eliminate Dave from speaking. And as we were talking about the massage parlor in Plano that got busted, we were introduced officially to Slurry Dave.
When you say that in your...
Why'd you wink at the massage?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because whenever you do hear that term, do you instantly think of some sort of New England Patriots situation?
Yeah, I think that when you think about like a legitimate massage, you think of a spa. And when it is a business that is strictly about massages, then you can probably pass a few 20s like under the table.
I feel like his whole brain just kind of slowed down.
Everything's a little slow down right now.
We should make him say, we're just let's have Dave read stuff between now and 7 o'clock.
Boy, it did.
But you know what I'm saying?
No,
the,
I do.
Parlor has a different connotation.
I love that
than the spa.
Because
but you know what I'm saying?
You shot right back. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So
there were many times between the end of the round and the end of the show where I would open my mouth and then I would immediately forget what I was saying.
At the end of the round, you'll see a lot of that at the Masters next week too, Bob. Maybe Zalatoris will be so jacked up on Tuesday that he won't even remember finishing.
I just like Dave's old pro trick of just slowing it down and I'll be fine.
Right.
I'll be able to form the words correctly.
And they just sound slower and slower and slower.
Like his battery's dying.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we got into high school private school high school girl talk.
Maybe we should call Clark
Hunt
and ask him if this could be possible. He lives in Dallas. The whole family lives in Dallas.
Right.
That daughter lives in Dallas.
Stop
Does
it.
She?
She's like 30.
She went to Ursuline.
It's Ursuline.
Or did she go to Hockaday?
I don't know. What's the difference, right?
They both wear plaid skirts. That's all I know.
Dave's
Look,
drunk.
He's drunk on power. He's a champion golfer.
Yeah,
he's
that's all that matters today.
Right.
That's yeah. all like that matters.
At Belfour after they won the cup.
Hey, all I remember is in plaid skirts.
That's all you know is they were both were plaid skirts.
I'd like to hear that one again.
I mean, I used to live in that neighborhood, so you would see
sure.
students from those schools out and about every afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And they were recognizable because of the plaid skirts.
You want to hear that again?
That one was pretty great.
All right.
Maybe we should call Clark
Hunt
and ask him if this could be possible. He lives in Dallas. The whole family lives in Dallas.
Right.
That daughter lives in Dallas.
Stop
Does
it.
She?
She's like 30.
She went to Ursuline.
It's Ursuline.
Or did she go to Hockaday?
I don't know. What's the difference, right?
They both wear plaid skirts. That's all I know.
Or just a girl.
That's all I know.
They're cute. They're like, they're cute.
That five scars.
Oh, man.
And then we started talking about, within the same Plano story, Dave came up with a new slogan.
Like, how do these places not get shut down instantaneously? But, yeah, and then, of course, there's drugs that are involved in this, too.
It seems like a dangerous business model to get into.
Man.
Like, you don't think that it can last that long.
Yeah.
If you're going to be sex trafficking women and selling drugs.
Right.
I feel like you need to say that without laughing.
Have you seen the, not the latest Shogun episode, but last week's, when he's taken to a Japanese house of love?
I don't think so.
I watched the first half. I need to finish. So to speak.
Lost interest.
If that is the way that all of the whorehouses were run, it would seem like that. That business model could be successful.
Right.
Yeah.
The ultimate respect for client and courtesan.
Right, right. The 1,200 feudal Japanese they had it down.
Yeah, that was peak whores.
It really was peak whores.
I love slurry, Dave.
Oh, my God.
It really sounds slowed down, doesn't it?
It does.
It's slowed down before slowing it down.
That was peak whores.
Jeez.
It was a John Mellencamp song, peak whores.
No.